With the advances in technology that we have seen, clearly there's a role for technology to have a huge impact on the way we live, the way we work, the way we play, and basically on humanity and society. This was something we had to take a role in, and we looked at how we could have a meaningful contribution. And it has been an amazing journey with the Gift of the Givers as well as the Department of Health. We found two partners who are similarly looking at this problem, and together we found a way forward to participate together in addressing this challenge.
Historically, we see a cyclic pattern that repeats itself round about every 220 years of exceptionally dry years for a period of 10 years. And at the moment we are in round about year 7 of 10 years of below normal rainfall. So it seems like to me as a scientist that we are not out of the dry cycle.
When we detected a leak in the reticulation network at Kruderske Hospital, which is one of the two largest hospitals in the province, conservatively we think we saved 5 million rands in terms of water over a year. And then in a smaller hospital in Montague, I think we saved 100,000 rand once the leak was detected and remedied. So that gives you some idea of the potential savings that can be achieved.
Essentially, the technology bits that come together, it allows you to be able to control your device from a point of view of control your usage, rather, based on measuring of the device. So the intention of this is to make it as easy as possible. It gives you a view and color-coded as well, so visually you can tell if you're in trouble. The beauty in it lies in the technology chosen. It doesn't chew data. In fact, if you can compare your consumption versus this device, it's minuscule in consumption.
This is a great system because it's basically in your pocket. You have an app on your phone. You can set alarms, or SMSs can be sent to you. An email can be sent to you warning you of a leak, warning you of a tap that's running unnecessarily. This system has been initialized due to the drought in the Western Cape, and then this will flag the customer when there is a leak or whether there is a high usage, and it'll also point out to the customer when the high usage is happening on the whole system at the hospitals.
So what we've given them is the ability for them to monitor the water consumption near real time. That gives you much more control on the impact it has on the cash flow, and this is why it's important for us to now control every single element of water consumed in a property. The beauty of the system is that it's fairly simple to install, especially if you've got an existing meter. Then all you need to do is retrofit the communication module that sits onto the meter itself with an optical or pulse pickup.
Gift of the Givers has been involved initially with bringing bottled water, stockpiling it in 12 different warehouses throughout the city of Cape Town. And whilst doing that, delivering water both to human in old age homes, children's homes, pet shelters, hospitals, and communities in need of water has suddenly shut off. Right now, we're pumping close to 200 million liters of water per month. You know, Microsoft came to us, selected us as a partner, and to us it made sense. And Microsoft is very open to dealing and discussing those issues with us. So together we come up with a comprehensive solution, because we want something permanent, efficient, and that we can implement not only in the country, but in the continent and in the world where there are similar problems.
South Africa often appears in the list of top 20 driest places in the world. So water scarcity is not a Western Cape or provincial problem. This is a national problem. And of course, going forward, I do believe water is going to be a challenge for the globe.